Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today's cattle futures market really caught a bid early in the day and rallied sort of unexpectedly, but the June live cattle were down 82 at 93.57, August up $2.45 at 97.57, and the October's up $1.65 at 100.22, and then feeder cattle $1.87 higher in August at 133.62, and September up $1.60 at 134.67. I heard various comments today regarding the rally. Is unexpected, but as the market, from a technical perspective, it tried to break out this morning and make new highs here, at least going back for about a month, going back to, like on the August live cattle, going back to the end of May, where the high was 101.30 one day, May 28th. And so that's kind of the new resistance level there. We didn't go back to it, but days like today, when it closes really strong in the last couple of minutes of trading, make you think that's the next target. Now, if it goes through those levels, you're likely to see some buy stops get hit and then possibly move on up from that point. The box beef market, on the other hand, was lower at midday. Choice was $1.75, lower at $2.1231. Select was down 26 at $2.0404. Yesterday we had a cold storage report that showed we were at 13% lower than where we were last month in beef cold storage.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
Today's grain markets were mixed here. We had the corn and soybeans slightly lower, 4 to 5 cents lower on corn and about 4 cents lower on soybeans. Chicago wheat was up a penny and Kansas City wheat was up 3.5. Last night around 8 p.m., we had an interesting move in the financial markets and grain markets. A White House advisor, Peter Navarro, made a comment that talking about the referencing the trade deal being over with China, but that was just a miscommunication and misunderstanding. And then the news stories written about it were also misunderstood. And then shortly after, the markets, of course, sold off hard. And then shortly after that, the White House and President Trump put out a statement that they're still fully intact. But it did cause some fragile or volatile markets last night. And luckily, the markets did come back and didn't see any lasting impact. But any little comment like that really makes a major impact. And so this time of year, typically we're watching the weather and other production supply side of the thing. But now we're even dealing with some demand issues. Currently, the Dow Jones is up about 183 at 26,137. The S&P is up 26. Crude oil is getting a little bit weaker after being higher earlier in the day.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.